Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
While Florida families lost everything in the housing crisis, Newt Gingrich cashed in. Gingrich was paid over $1.6 million by the scandal-ridden agency that helped create the crisis.
And I offer advice, and my advice is a historian.
A historian? Really? Sanctioned for ethics violations, Gingrich resigned from Congress in disgrace, and then cashed in as a D.C. insider.
There's the latest ad from Mitt Romney starting this hour of the countdown. This ad is airing in Florida, because that's the next primary state. GOP primaries are where we get started. Another hour of the Talk Radio Countdown Show with your friend Doug Steffen here reviewing the hot hits in talk radio. We buzz right to our countdown affiliate KFAB in Omaha, where host Gary Saddlemeyer talks to Senator Jim DeMint of South Carolina about what he thought of the results of the primary this past weekend.
What do you think of the result?
Well, 2 weeks ago, it looked like it was going to be totally different. But I think what people saw in Newt Gingrich here is a willingness to fight, to take on the media. All of us know there's some powerful forces in Washington and the media pushing us in the wrong direction. And the thing I hear a lot as I go around the country is not thanks for being a conservative. People just say thanks for fighting. They want someone who's willing to take on the Republican establishment, the Democrat establishment, the media establishment. And Newt convinced folks in South Carolina that he might have that fire in his gut.
Apparently, the polling that's out there is not very good for him. When they compare, when they ask people if it's Obama versus Gingrich, Obama wins big. How big a concern is? I mean, can that change? Because a lot of people simply don't like Newt Gingrich, apparently.
Well, yeah, it could change. We saw it change with Reagan. We've seen it change a lot, but it really just depends on the candidates. You know, I don't think Mitt is out of it by any stretch of the imagination. He's certainly got unquestioned character. He's qualified to lead his positions that he is espousing now are conservative. It's just a question, can he convince people that he has the fire in his gut to really take on the difficult problems like we've seen from a Governor Scott Walker over in Wisconsin or Chris Christie? Our country's in trouble. That's what I write about in Now and Ever, is if we don't understand that, if we don't understand that someone's going to have to make a few people mad like government union bosses, if you're not willing to do that, then we might lose our country. So we want a fighter, and I think Americans might be willing to take a risk. We've got to get a clear contrast with Obama with our candidate.
But, Senator, it's not about unsettling union bosses and governments. It's about unsettling seniors. This is about Social Security and Medicare. The bulk of this problem is entitlements. And how come nobody is saying, if you elect me, we're going to make tough choices. We're going to raise eligibility standards. We're going to raise age standards. We have to fix this. And how come the Congress has not rallied around the MacPenny plan, which seems the least painful of any deficit reduction plan that we've seen? Where is that, and what do you say to the first point?
Well, we have gone all out trying to pass what we call a cut, cap, and balance, put our country on a course to balance the budget in 10 years. We've tried to pass a balanced budget amendment to the Constitution. All the Democrats voted against it. And the first thing we have to do, Gary, is agree that we need to balance our budget. When the president and the majority in the Senate won't even agree that we need to, then proposals like the Penny Plan are not going to go anywhere. When cut, cap, and balance, all it did is said sometime over the next 10 years, we need to move towards a balanced budget. But they called that extreme. And I point that out in Now or Never is the Democrat Party is now the party of those who are dependent on government and want more from government. And about half of Americans are getting something from government already, and the other half are paying for it. So this is a tipping point. In a few years, you're going to have 60% of Americans getting something from government and only 40% paying for it. We're going to be worse off than Greece if we don't turn things around. So we can fix Social Security and Medicare, and I give proposals in the book of how we can do that without ripping off seniors. Keep in mind, this is not charity. People have paid for it all their lives. And I think we don't need to change anything for today's seniors. We just need to give younger workers choices, and they'll bail out on these government plans in a hurry, and it'll save us a lot of money, and they'll be happier.
Up next, more on South Carolina, Florida, and the race on the countdown.
This is Traffic Chopper 1. Everything's congested right now. including me.
And I suppose you're going to blame me?
Mucus, how'd you get in here?
Listen, I'm tired of being blamed for sinus congestion.
Well, I can't breathe.
Then try Advil Congestion Relief. Often the real problem is swelling, not mucus. Advil Congestion Relief reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Looks like things are clearing up.
Clever. Advil Congestion Relief, the right relief for the real problem. For more information, visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
And now, here's another tax tip from TurboTax. While college tuition costs can add up fast, the deductions and credits can add up as well. That's because this year the American Opportunity Credit for college tuition is up to $2,500. This amount could be available for all 4 years of college and for each student in your family. It even covers the cost of books. To find out more about how TurboTax can help you get the maximum refund you deserve, visit them online at TurboTax.com.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Ann. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all-natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
Yes, it is.
And if I have questions, I can call a tax expert?
You bet.
So, on a scale of 1 to 10, how expert-y are you?
I'm an 11.
Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability restrictions and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
Hey, it's freezing back here. Ugh.
Yeah, close the window.
Yeah, no.
Why?
Sorry.
Oh, girl, what you need is Digestive Advantage Gas Defense.
It's a supplement.
Digestive Advantage from Schiff. Its dual-action formula acts quickly to stop gas before it starts when taken with a meal.
I take it every day.
It's good for you.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
Road trip, and we won't need a convertible.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage.
This is Talk Radio in Review. From Fox, we have Bill Hemmer talking to Mitt Romney about his recent demand, Romney's demand, that Gingrich reveal his records for the work he did for Freddie Mac.
You made a demand for Newt Gingrich to release the paperwork for the work he did on behalf of Fannie and Freddie. What do you think is in that paperwork?
Well, we just don't know. But with Newt Gingrich, it's an October surprise every day. Let's make sure that we understand what was in the work product that he was providing to Freddie Mac. What was the contract? What did they pay him for? You don't pay someone $1.7 million just to write your history. Did he write their history? Let's see the work product. Did he lay out their history, or did he instead talk about policy and provide access to people in power? The speaker has been working over the last 15 years on K Street in Washington, D.C. It's a form of influence peddling or lobbying, depending on whose definition you want to use. But basically, he's connecting corporations with government. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's just very different than the way he portrays himself as an author of big ideas. Big ideas like Freddie Mac giving mortgage guarantees to people who couldn't possibly repay those mortgages. That's a big idea. I don't think it was a very good big idea.
The other thing you said on Saturday is you want to see the ethics probe that led up to the investigation by Nancy Pelosi and others in the late 90s when he was in the House. Now why do you think that's important now?
Well, Nancy Pelosi had made comments about the full transcript of what went on with that ethics probe. As you know, the speaker was the only speaker in American history to have been reprimanded by his own members, by his Republican members. 88% of them voted to reprimand him, and of course he was forced from office. He resigned in disgrace. So let's look at the full record of what was said, as opposed to the sanitized version of a final report. Because you know that if Nancy Pelosi has that record, it's ultimately going to be in the hands of the president if Newt Gingrich were to become the nominee. So let's get it out there now. Have a chance to see it, see what will be coming down the road in the general election. And I think you're going to find in the past, Newt Gingrich has been very vociferous about protecting that record and making sure it doesn't get released. I don't know why he doesn't want to have it released. Let's get it out there.
Here's the host Gene Mueller with ABC Steve Roberts about Gingrich's win in South Carolina. And maybe some speculation on Florida.
My take, I guess, after South Carolina and the Newt Gingrich victory is that it really hinged on two debate questions. The one from Juan Williams earlier in the week, the one from CNN's John King in the final debate. Both were big crowd favorites. Both seemed to energize that Newt Gingrich crowd out there. And I think that's what really turned it more than anything else. What's your take?
I agree with that. And I would add one other debate question, which is when Mitt Romney was asked, will you release your taxes? And
yes.
He said, maybe.
Right.
And the contrast between Gingrich saying no and to John King about talking about his marital infidelities and Romney saying maybe summed up the difference. Gingrich was clearer, stronger, more defiant. At that moment in history, the South Carolina electorate were looking for no. They preferred no to maybe as a symbol of these two candidates. But let's remember, South Carolina, two-thirds of the electorate identified themselves as strong conservatives. Two-thirds were evangelical Christians. They were in a mood for a feisty, defiant candidate. But that's not necessarily what's going to happen in Florida.
Yeah, Mitt Romney, it would seem, is going to have to refocus. He was already campaigning against President Obama after New Hampshire. He is now campaigning, obviously, against Newt Gingrich again because of what happened over the weekend. What's he going to do? I mean, we're seeing different things in Politico this morning about him bringing up some of Gingrich's past, going to places he hasn't gone before.
Well, that's true. He thought he could be coronated president, or at least the nominee, and we now know that's not true. South Carolina proved that it's a two-man race, and it proved that Romney is not inevitable. But it proved also that Romney's weaknesses are real. You know, he has hovered, Gene, between 25% and 30% in every poll, in every primary, except for New Hampshire, where he was running in his own backyard. And there he was, right in that same spot again at 28% in South Carolina. And in many ways, Romney's weaknesses have been there all along. He fails to generate much excitement, much enthusiasm, much passion. That's who he is. And he thought that he could simply waltz to the nomination by attacking Barack Obama. He now knows that he's got to tear down Newt Gingrich. And yes, you're right. You're going to see a lot more comments about Gingrich's, you know, particularly his work as a lobbyist. He hates that word, but it's a fair word. He hates the fact that people bring up that he was fined by the House of Representatives $300,000 for ethical lapses. He now says he was exonerated. That's not true. I covered that story. Newt Gingrich was fined for ethical violations. That's the only fair way to put it. And so Romney doesn't want to do it because he'd love to just run against Obama. But he knows now that he's going to have to hit Gingrich. And yes, you're going to see a lot more of that in the next week.
All right, some more on the race to the top up next here on The Countdown.
Ready to save while getting prepared? Then you're ready for the winter sale at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Take advantage of the incredible savings on all items at 21stCenturyGoods.com. Portable AM, FM, and shortwave radios from $19.95. American Red Cross emergency radios and Kato radios from $28.95. Solar lanterns from $22.95. Solar flashlights, two for $16.95. Hand crank LED hurricane lanterns and flashlights from $8.95. Be sure to check out the flexible solar panels panels to power your emergency and survival gear. Every order over $75 will receive a solar-powered flashlight absolutely free. So get prepared this winter by visiting 21stCenturyGoods.com. Spelled the number 2, the number 1, ST, CenturyGoods.com. 21stCenturyGoods.com or call 866-999-8422. That's 866-999-8422. 21stCenturyGoods.com. Power up your survival.
Emergency preparedness plans must include a fast way to start a fire. Fire up instantly with the revolutionary Quick Stove, a compact, lightweight, portable stove that's ready for cooking in less than 1 minute. Quick Stove, the safe, non-explosive fuel source that is an emergency preparedness essential. Quick Stove comes with 4 waterproof fuel cells that ignite in seconds, burn for up to 90 minutes each, can be lit and relit, and be stored indefinitely. At up to 18,000 BTUs, Quick Stove is ready to boil water in less than 5 minutes and burns hotter than most outdoor stoves. Now, the best part. Quick Stove starts at only $34.99 and comes with a 100% satisfaction or your money back guarantee. Order today at quickstove.com or call 801-784-0225. That's 801-784-0225 or go to quickstove.com. Click on the discounts tab for multi-unit savings. Quick Stove, quite possibly the world's fastest outdoor fire.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
The talkers and the talk. We're walking and talking the talk here. Florida, the GOP primaries. Here host Mike Moss and Bruce Allen talk to political analyst Mark Plotkin about Newt Gingrich's move in South Carolina and whether he'll be able to carry that momentum on to Florida, in their opinions, yes or no?
South Carolina remains a mystery to a lot of people to the extent that Gingrich won by as much as he did, Mark.
It was a mystery in that by Monday, a week ago, when I was there, he was down by 10 points. And then he came back. And if there was one statistic that you should be susceptible to, 65% of the voters in the South Carolina primary were white evangelical Christians. There will be nowhere near that number in the Florida primary. And I've made a mistake, and I have to fess up to it, is that I've said in past times, and I don't want anybody, because it has some impact, I said that independent voters can vote in Florida. I was mistaken. It is a closed Republican primary. Only Republicans can vote in that primary. But having said that, my caveat is there are a lot of independent Republicans, mm-hmm. more moderate Republicans, and Florida is not South Carolina. Florida is a major mega state with 29 electoral votes and much more representative of the country than I think, even in a Republican primary, than Iowa or New Hampshire. Mm-hmm. And Romney has already spent $4 million there, and 200,000 absentee votes have already been cast in early voting, which favors Romney.
So what do you think we'll see come primary day in Florida?
It would be an enormous upset if Newt Gingrich, the 10 media markets, money and organization are supposed to favor Romney. If Gingrich would beat Romney in Florida, it's winner take all. If Romney beats Gingrich, then we can call South Carolina an aberration. Right. If Gingrich beats Romney, then I think we go all the way to the convention in Tampa in late summer.
Now, one might argue that Gingrich had a rough week with his ex-wife's interview last week, but it's been whack-a-mole with the Republican candidates. Once they rise to the top, they seem to get whacked by stories. Do you expect that for Gingrich now after South Carolina?
Very good point, Mike. Romney, no more Mr. Nice Guy. He's going after him on the 1.6 money that he made, millions that he made from Freddie Mac. He wants to reopen and have everybody read the Congressional Ethics Report on Gingrich. He'll talk about what kind of duplicity is this? He's lived in Washington for 33 years. He's been a lobbyist, although Gingrich quarrels with that moniker, and that he is the ultimate Washington insider. And I think he, Romney is going to reveal his tax returns and is going to go after Gingrich with a ferocity that you haven't seen before.
Radio host Jeff Katz talking about what he thinks Mitt Romney needs to do to move things ahead.
Well, there's not going to be a coronation. Hell, there may not even be a nomination for Mitt Romney. For someone who's been running for president for a long time and has assembled one of the best campaign crews that you can imagine, he's just been acting like the proverbial deer caught in the headlights. Mitt's clearly been rocked, and to put it mildly, he is way off his game. He's demonstrated time and again that the debate is not a friendly place for him. He comes across as nervous and awkward. He seems to be uncomfortable at best and totally misplaced at worst. First, he's still putting in performances that are better than Rick Perry, but really that bar's not set very high. It might be good enough if he were only running against a second-tier candidate, but he's not. Newt Gingrich has proven that even without big bucks, you can notch a very impressive win. If Romney is going to turn this thing around, he needs to start channeling President Reagan and not Admiral Stockdale in debates.
Up next, your calls. The number is 800-510-8255. That's all up next here on the Talk Radio Countdown.
Every second, someone turns to OnStar for help.
OnStar Center, how may I help you?
Yeah, I just woke up and my car was stolen.
I hate that you had to call us out of these circumstances, but I'll be happy to assist you. Are you in a safe location?
Yeah, I mean, I can't believe this. The car was in the driveway. My wife's car was behind mine. I come out to get the newspaper. Her car's out in the street. So they pushed her car out to get to my car.
Oh, no. Do you have a stolen vehicle report number?
550.
Now you can add this kind of protection to your car with new OnStar FMV.
Police Department.
I have a location on a stolen vehicle. It's just off of Riddler Brook Court. It's in a subdivision. It's currently stationary.
Thanks, OnStar. We have 3 units going out there.
This is Pete.
This is the OnStar Center. We have located the vehicle. Police should be contacting you shortly.
Okay, thanks so much.
OnStar is built into many new vehicles, or you can add it to almost any car with new OnStar FMV. Visit OnStar.com for availability, system limitations, and details.
Hey there, you've reached Claire. Leave me a message.
Claire, it's Anne. Hey, you know that hormone balancing product we talked about before? The all natural one. Ambrin? Well, I gotta tell you this. Not only did Ambrin stop my hot flashes, but since I started the Ambrin program, I have lost so much weight. Seriously, even my belly fat, it's gone. I haven't been this thin in years. I feel great. Give me a call.
The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, it can be practically impossible to lose weight. Ambrin restores hormonal balance naturally, so the weight can just fall off. Yes, even that stubborn belly fat. Plus, Ambrin eliminates other symptoms of hormonal aging too. So with your hormones in balance, you can feel great and finally lose the weight. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply, free. Call 1-800-706-8010. That's 1-800-706-8010. 1-800-706-8010.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses 3 groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, Terraganics.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold-weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the freeze-dry guy is offering a limited-time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beefs, too. Chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Have you ever seen a U.S. postage stamp featuring Abraham Lincoln, Ben Franklin, or George Washington? If you're into stamp collecting, you know it's a fun, affordable hobby. America's leading stamp dealer is the Mystic Stamp Company, and they want you to have their free 140-page color catalog. Go to mysticstampad.com, the website of the Mystic Stamp Company, serving stamp collectors since 1923. Mystic Stamp is well known in the industry for its experience, superior customer service, and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Go to mysticstampad.com to request your free 140-page U.S. stamp color catalog, packed with collecting tips, special offers, color photos, and over 4,600 available stamps. Call 800-433-7811 or go to mysticstampad.com. That's 800-433-7811 and ask for your free U.S. stamp catalog or mysticstampad.com. Mystic Stamp Company, America's leading stamp dealer.
Your view on the issues of the day, the events of the day. You can follow all of this at DougStephan.com should you desire. Certainly a lot of political talk and people interested in the passing of Joe Paterno. Mitt Romney looking to get his White House campaign back on track, releasing a couple of years of tax records after his performance in South Carolina. Is it that they are scared? I don't think so. I think the Republican establishment not very happy. The word's been used, shocked and landslide. I don't see either one. I think those are over the reference to the Gingrich win in South Carolina, news media making little hay for themselves. But by referring to President Obama as the food stamp president as often as he could, and characterizing the poor and particular minorities, some of the groups that are minorities, as lazy, this provoked a lot of people to his camp. Pretty negative. Yes, 800-510-8255. Or maybe you agree with him. Well, obviously a lot of people did. Ken in Roseland, Washington. I'm sorry, you're in Virginia or Washington?
Hey, Roseland, Virginia.
All right, help yourself. Go ahead.
Good report. 33,000 votes. Ron Paul got 50%. Romney 21%. Gingrich 20%. The World Net Daily, which opposes Ron Paul's foreign policy, is actively promoting his book and the Fed. Gingrich was definitely deferential to Ron Paul on the Federal Reserve, and also Romney was mentioning the Federal Reserve. And there was definitely a vote fraud in all the three states. And Ron Paul probably won the Iowa caucuses. Beverly Harris, who is author of black box voting, is an authority, and there were dead people turning up voted in South Carolina. So Ron Paul will carry through to the convention, and there's only two candidates in Virginia, Romney and Ron Paul, and so he has a very good chance of winning Virginia.
All right, sir, thank you. 800-510-8255, obviously a Ron Paul supporter. Next up on the hit parade here is Jim, who's in the Northwest in Oregon, listening. I'm not sure whether you're in KUG land or Bend land, but anyway, help yourself, sir.
I would have been happier if Ron Paul had won, but
I'm happy that Gingrich ran because the establishment wanted to anoint Mitt Romney as the presumptive nominee, and that's been just stopped in its tracks. Gingrich isn't even on the ballot in Virginia and several other states. And if you look at his favorable, unfavorables across the nation among all Americans, Americans don't like Newt Gingrich. So this nomination fight is going to go on. It's going to give an opportunity for Paul people to get out that message of fiscal responsibility. We're trillions of dollars literally in debt. We got to reel that in a meaningful fashion.
All right. So there's somebody who's passionate. We appreciate passion here with your calls at 800-510-8255 on the countdown. A few more about the presidential race in the GOP side after we listen to an excerpt from The View where the ladies talk about Newt Gingrich's response to the questioning about his personal life.
John King, I think, made a mistake in asking it as the first question. John King is a superb reporter. It should have been further down and not the first question. But one of the reasons that Newt Gingrich is ahead is this anger at the media, the elite media. The media is doing this. And the audience, let's face it, is not crazy about the media. They may be crazy about us, we hope, maybe occasionally. But the more he berates the media, the higher up his ratings go. Now, this was an interview that was done by Bryant Ross. It was a perfectly legitimate interview. He came on this program and talked about it. But the fact that Gingrich has this kind of emotion compared with Romney, who doesn't show it. Now, Romney's mistake was from the beginning he should have released his tax and said, look, I'm a rich man. Michael Bloomberg, our mayor, is a rich man. We know that, but he's also a great mayor. And it's the fact that Gingrich can reach this audience, can get people moved by picking on the media. It's working.
Well, do you think that he was so far ahead in South Carolina because the actual interview with his ex-wife actually helped him? Because people might have felt like, you know what, you're railroading him. He said he was sorry. He asked for forgiveness. Let it go.
Well, it shows a shrewdness on the part of the American people to actually understand that there could be some motive out there. You never know, in terms of an attack. And I think ultimately the question comes to, do we want a perfect man or a perfect president? Because I think...
Well, I'm sure they're glad they're asking that. I wish they'd remembered that, you know, years ago when they went after Clinton for being imperfect, and, you know, and Newt in particular. But I, you know, look, people voted, they don't want Romney. That's the vibe I'm getting. I'm really getting the feeling people are not.
South Carolina.
Well, yeah, so far it's one state. But I think it's kind of bizarre of him to say the elite media is protecting Barack Obama. I don't think this had much to do with Barack Obama. I think this had more to do with, you know, people just putting out the garbage like they do.
Putting out the garbage. All right, good idea, bad idea, putting out the garbage. 800-510-8255 for your calls here on the countdown. Clayton is in Pennsylvania.
I believe that Newt had more experience than any of them. I am from the home state of Rick Santorum, and I would definitely not vote for him. He's filled our state with casinos, which we don't need. And now we're bragging that we waste more money than Atlantic City and almost as much as Las Vegas. Wow, congratulations there. And so I'm definitely not a Romney fan, and so go Newt.
Go Newt.
Go Newt all the way.
All right, sir, 800-510-8255. I'm looking at some of the, again, the words that Newt Gingrich used, despicable, those things. Words like that grasp people, playing footsie with the left, that reference again to the media, news media. It isn't the media. The media is all-encompassing, movies and magazines and all that stuff. The news media is what we're all focused on here, and their penchant for not being news-y. It's not about news. It's about their arguments for what they think the future should be about. It's all about them twisting and turning your mind and your opinions. John in Virginia, another Virginian who didn't care about Newt Gingrich.
I just want to say that the people, we know that a lot of us were angry. Newt Gingrich, what he did all this campaign was giving red meat to those people. He gave them what they want to hear. an insult, attacking the government, attacking the media. And I don't think Newt Romney has that ability to what Newt's saying. Romney cannot say it because Romney is a candidate. This guy, he was fighting for his life. And I can tell you one thing. I wouldn't worry about it because the Republicans, other states, they see what's going on, and they will stop, you know, Newt Gingrich and his stupidity and the way he's talking. Reality of this, I realized that that state, one thing that I learned that state will do anything to destroy America. Those people, they don't love them. I don't think those people care about America. That's why we have gridlock that we have in Washington today.
Ah, there's some strong words. 800-510-8255. Let's move around a little bit. Go to Florida, where Bruce is listening in Lake City to the Jet. Go ahead, Bruce.
Yes, sir. I'd just like to say the thing that scares me the most about Romney is he's too wishy-washy on so many issues. And the thing that I like about Gingrich is he supports Israel, number one, and I don't think he's going to take our military apart like Obama's talking about. So I'm definitely going to be supporting Gingrich.
Yeah, you think Gingrich can beat Obama?
Yes, sir, I do.
How's that? If he doesn't have any women voting for him, how's he going to win?
He's going to win because he's going to stand on support the military.
Sir, you're not. I'm lovingly going to tell you that you don't get it. Are you married?
Yes, sir, I'm married.
What does your wife think of Newt Gingrich?
She likes him. She supports who I support.
She supports him because you support him. She doesn't express an opinion of her own.
Yes, sir, she does.
Well, and
she has
opinion.
A college education, and she has an opinion of her own, but we talk about these things.
And she thinks Newt Gingrich is A-OK. She doesn't care about all of the... Your wife is a special person if she's just looking at the issues. Most women I know, to a person, and most of them are Republicans, despise, not just dislike, despise Newt Gingrich because of his ways. Regardless of whether Bill Clinton got away with it or he didn't get away with it, he doesn't attract women voters.
Well,
and without women voters, he's not going to win. That's the bottom line. You've got to have somebody that can bring people together. That's the way it is, sir.
But yesterday, you can also, there's forgiveness, too. And,
yeah, I don't disagree with that. I forgive. I think you're right about that. It's a wonderful thing to do. Forgiving is very important. But in this circumstance, you and I are not the ones who matter in the consideration that I'm putting forth. If women in the closeness, your wife says she agrees with you, but how do you know what she does in the voting booth when she's by herself?
I don't. But I take her word for it. She's actually watched the debates with me. She's very interested in it.
Good.
And we've talked about it. So.
More people ought to be more involved. All right, sir, thanks for your call. 800-510-8255. The death of Joe Paterno up next here on the Countdown.
TurboTax, what's your tax question?
Is your federal free edition really free?
It's actually four frees.
What?
Yes, it's free to prepare, print, e-file, and you get free expert help. See, that's four frees.
You just blew my mind. Do your simple return with the TurboTax Federal Free Edition. It's free to prepare, print, e-file, and only TurboTax offers free one-on-one expert tax advice for everyone, live by phone and chat. Go to TurboTax.com. Live tax advice service is free and subject to availability, restrictions, and change without notice. See TurboTax.com for details.
If you take a multivitamin but your needs have changed, now you can get more support to help keep your heart healthy, your energy up,
come on, Mom, let's go!
Your eyes sharp now and down the road, or to support a healthy pregnancy from conception to nursing. Introducing Centrum Specialist, multivitamins with all the benefits of Centrum, plus additional support for your heart, energy, vision, or prenatal needs. Find your Centrum Specialist. New Centrum Specialist helps make nutrition possible.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day. And the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Shift.
So you're starting a business with no customers and no employees. You're paying a landlord and an accountant even though you have no sales, and you'll be working 18 hours a day. Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, I am.
Small business owners survive on confidence. And because Constant Contact has helped so many small businesses grow, we share that confidence. Starting at just $15 a month, you'll get powerful email marketing tools, a personal coach to help you every step of the way, even a money-back guarantee. Start today at ConstantContact.com.
Extremely dry, itchy skin needs intensive relief that lasts. So get Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. With two dedicated medicines, it targets the underlying causes of itch and irritation, whether they be allergies, rashes, irritation, or just dry, chapped skin. And it has seven moisturizers to provide relief that lasts and lasts. Gold Bond Intensive Healing Cream. Intensive healing for lasting itch relief. Use as directed.
Are your cable rates rising? Tired of being pushed around by your cable provider? It's time to push back. Cut the cable and get Dish Network installed with absolutely no equipment to buy. Here's the best part. Packages start at just $19.99 a month for an entire year. That's right. Call now to get Dish Network installed free. Plus, ask how you can get over 30 premium channels free for 3 months. PMG Dish, a Dish Network authorized retailer, is waiting for your call and can have you watching TV as soon as tomorrow. Call 800-620-7970. Imagine all your favorite movies, sports, and shows in 100% digital quality for far less money, and you won't have to deal with a cable company anymore. At only $19.99 per month, they're practically giving it away. Call now for full details. Call 800-620-7970. That's 800-620-7970. Again, 800-620-7970. Limited time offer, prices, packages, and programming subject to change without notice. 24-month agreement required. Cancellation fee and other restrictions apply. Call for details.
Okay, let's move on. Doug Steffen on the countdown. 800-510-8255, the passing of Joe Paterno now in the focus. Here's the radio host Ross Kaminsky talking about Paterno's legacy.
Just a few things about Joe Paterno. He won 409 games in his Division I NCAA football career, beating Eddie Robinson of Grambling by only one game, believe it or not. But still, 409 wins versus only 136 losses. He had five undefeated seasons. He had two national championships. He is still the only coach to win the Rose Bowl, the Orange Bowl, the Fiesta Bowl, and the Sugar Bowl, and the Cotton Bowl at least once. Nobody else has ever done that. And, of course, part of the sadness of this event, not just the fact that this guy, who is a football icon, is dead, but just the last few months. I mean, you all know the story. Defensive coordinator Jerry Sandusky at Penn State University, who's a longtime friend of Joe Paterno's, some years ago was observed apparently, you know, doing something wrong, perhaps even raping a boy, in the Penn State University football team showers, in the locker room showers. And another a junior kind of coach there told Joe Paterno, who then told his nominal boss, the head of athletics for Penn State, but Paterno never really followed up on it. The junior coach never really followed up on it. And basically, it's, you know, Sandusky kept doing it for some number of years. At this point, Sandusky is facing something like 52 charges for, to put it politely, inappropriate behavior with kids. And Joe Paterno got fired after 40-something years. I mean, I'm not young. I'm 46. Joe Paterno took over as the head coach of Penn State when I was, I think, 1 year old. I mean, this guy was, he's been around forever. And yet what people are thinking about, what many people are thinking about, is this whole sex scandal at Penn State. And so what I want to ask you is that fair? Is that fair to Joe Paterno? Is that fair to his legacy? Is that how you think about Joe Paterno?
Is that what you think? I think Joe Paterno got a raw deal, frankly, in terms of, I think this guy set it up right, Ross Kaminsky. Paterno had a tremendous legacy, and the fact he gave $4 million of his income, he didn't make that kind of money, to the school tells you where his heart was. 51 past the hour.
Did you know nuclear radiation is still spewing out of the melted down reactors in Fukushima, Japan, and making its way across the entire U.S. continent, contaminating the air, water, and food? Dangerously high levels of radiation are a reality here. As a result, radiation poisoning is a distinct possibility for anyone living in the U.S. unless you do something to protect yourself. How? With liquid zeolite from RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Without a doubt, liquid zeolite is by far the best product to remove radiation from your body. It safely removes toxins and heavy metals, boosts energy levels, and promotes a strong immune system. Liquid zeolite is so powerful it was used to clean up contamination in Chernobyl, yet so gentle you won't even know you're taking it. Liquid zeolite comes with a money-back guarantee, but is only available at RestoreYourHealthNow.com. Learn how to get free bottles of liquid zeolite by calling 800-880-9976. That's 800-880-9976. Or go to RestoreYourHealthNow.com. That's RestoreYourHealthNow.com.
Did you ever think you'd be where you are, a decade into the 21st century? Record foreclosure rates for homes, if not yours, your neighbors. Thankful for the unemployment check since you were laid off. And placing your child's name on the angel tree in hopes of a Christmas gift, along with thousands of other Americans. Did you ever think your future would feel this out of control? The fact is, in all this craziness, there's only one thing you can control. Your greatest dependency, your food supply. Make 2012 the year you take control by getting prepared. eFoods Direct introduces the best way to build your food supply in the 21st century. Get a 21-day supply of food free with purchase. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Take back control in 2012. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Remember, you can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's great to have a connection to you, and your questions and answers and thoughts are wonderful. Thank you. 800-510-8255. On now to the Italian cruise ship disaster. Here are our hosts, Kerry Dozier and Chuck Powell, talking about the unbelievable stories that are coming out of this situation.
Authorities may have first heard about the fact that the ship hit the rocks 15 minutes after it happened from the mother of a passenger who called his mom to say we've hit something, and that the authorities hadn't yet heard about it. It continues to boggle the mind. This is a 1,000-foot cruise liner that has 3,800 people aboard.
Yeah. I mean, it's a floating stadium.
City.
The news just keeps getting worse for this captain, and it makes you think, when you're this negligent, in an industry in which, number one, they stress safety, and I'm saying this because of all of the reaction that I'm reading from his colleagues, that how could you do start to wonder, all right, was this guy high? Was he drunk? Was he not where he was supposed to be? I mean, is all of this, forget the cowardice that he displayed after it was over. What was he doing beforehand? Was he down dancing with Kate and Leonardo and all of the Irish folk in the basement? What was he doing?
Or was this active negligence? Was this, let's go in there, we can go a little closer, it's fine, I know these waters. Which,
well, he did do that, we know that. Yeah.
It is, experts are performing a toxicology test on a sample of the captain's hair, obviously, to find out if he has a history of drug use or if he maybe was using drugs at the time. But, you know, nothing makes sense here when they talk about the fact that people were basically eating dinner and the lights all went out. Things were falling, crashing on diners' heads. And one of the passengers calls his mother to say, we're having a blackout. She called the Coast Guard. The Coast Guard contacted the ship and says, are you in trouble? The ship responded it was experiencing a blackout. It's as if he thought, if I don't acknowledge that we hit the rocks, maybe something will turn around.
Right.
And here we are, many days later, with 24 still missing, 11 known to have died in the disaster, 21 still missing, according to Italian authorities. And now the searchers are having to decide, do we stop looking? The water's cold. It's 57 degrees. If somebody's in the water, they can't survive that long in water that cold. And they basically said, we've searched all of the cabins that appear to be above water, entirely above water.
Yeah. Well, I mean, to his defense, he did trip and fall in a rescue boat. What else could he do?
Wonderful. Here's Charlie Parker and Charity McCurdy on their program.
Italy cruise ship Costa Concordia, which ran into rocks in Tuscany 10 days ago. Search and rescue continues.
Yes, continuing to hunt for bodies, of course. About 19 people are known still to be missing in the wreck of that cruise liner off the coast of Italy. There is still no word as to the fate of two Americans believed to be among those. And we have another problem, of course, in that the full list of people aboard was never really compiled. So the searchers are really only going by what they think are the people who were aboard. It's a bit of a mess still, and certainly unclear as to just how many people there were aboard that vessel.
Well, we do know a 12th body found Saturday, another one reported yesterday, which would be 13. As you mentioned, we don't even really know how many people were on the ship, and an environmental risk right now as well, even though there hasn't been any fuel oil spilled up to this point.
That's right. There's 500,000 gallons of fuel aboard. And that's got to have to come off at some point, otherwise it will spill. There is an oil boom around it to try and limit any pollution if it begins to leak out in big quantities right now. Some of my Fox News Channel colleagues have just returned from the area. They were there at the site for about a week, and some of them were speaking to Americans who were aboard that ship. And at least one of those was paying tribute to the American Embassy in Rome for helping them to, of course, they left the ship with nothing, helping them to get new passports and helping them to get to Rome. From there, they had to make their own way home, we believe. But anyway, the American Embassy and diplomats there have been involved in trying to help U.S. citizens.
Alistair, as far as who's ultimately to blame for the disaster, there's blame being passed all the way around. The latest is the captain has told his prosecutors he was instructed to perform that maneuver that caused the crash.
Yeah, claim and counterclaim. Ultimately, the captain's in charge, and you don't have to be in the military, in a nation's navy, to countermand orders if you believe it's the ship's safety depends upon it. So he should have been the number one person to take decisions. And even if he says he'd got conflicting orders from the shore, he should ultimately have been able to override that. We don't know ultimately who will be to blame. Clearly, there'll be court cases and this, and probably an awful lot of suing for damages for those aboard. But early days still. It's just a week after the accident.